Jimmy Barron, quickly, you had a horrible experience at the house yesterday.
This far from divorce yesterday. We have a new toilet in the house, okay, and it doesn't have a lid yet because we're waiting for our new Toto, Chloe, bidet.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
So Lisa comes, she comes screaming down, says, honey, we have an emergency, we have an emergency. What? The toilet won't flush. I'm like, all right, so I figure I'll go up and, you know, fix it. And I know the problem, it's like this little chain inside the tank has to be hooked up. It kind of keeps coming off. She said, well, I don't know if you're going to want to.
And then that means no. She should, I'll tell you this. Heartless is this woman. Mm-hmm. I don't know where she thinks she gets off telling you what happened. She's telling you, I just went and took a crap.
Well, I don't know where she gets off taking a crap in our house.
Well,
you do that somewhere else, not in our
You're being sanctuary. Sarcastic. I'm being serious.
Yeah.
She had no business telling you that she had was doing any of that. If she, listen, honey, I don't care if you have to go and take a trade course on how to be a plumber. Mm-hmm. You are not, I'm not going anywhere near that. And how dare you sully that place? Was this the house you're moving out of?
Yeah, brand new house.
Oh, this is the brand new house?
It probably knocked $20,000 off the value of the house.
You might as well have put up tape, like crime scene tape, because you're never going in there.
Hey, you're preaching the choir, brother. So I said, she said, well, you may not want to go up there, you know, because.
I killed it.
Yeah. And we don't have a lid on it yet, so it's out there.
She did warn him.
She said, we're going to have a problem with these toilets. Ooh, they can't handle the big loads.
I said, well, I am not going up there. She said, well, I don't know how to fix it. I said, here's what we do. Okay, you go up there, and you get on your cell phone. And I called her on my cell phone, and I went in the basement. So I was as far as I could. Actually, no, I was in the driveway.
She's probably laughing during this, too.
And I had to, like how they talk down an airplane, I had to talk her through fixing the toilet. Okay, lift up the lid. You got to, now you see the little chain in there. Yeah, now hook it onto the thing, the lever
very
that's
good.
Attached. I had to talk her through fixing the toilet. And she said, okay, come up here and see if I did it right. I'm like, I'm not coming up there.
Come up here and pull my finger.
I'll come up there in a month, maybe. I'm not you going up there.
No. You're amazing how you have such a fecal fear. I can't believe it.
That's a legitimate fear. Who wants to see their spouses?
What's the big deal? It's nature. We all do it. If Lady Crash were to do it, in fact, she never flushes, and our toilets work.
You've seen your wife's?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I always walk in on it. It's like, it's like being in the rec center.
Catch her.
No, I would leave Stephanie.
Yeah. That is absolutely.
She's married.
Immediate termination right there.
Yeah, if she said, hey, look it, I've done this, I was in the bathroom and I can't flush the toilet, I just slap her and leave.
What if you walked in and she had forgotten to flush?
Yeah.
And it was
a
in
simple
there.
Mistake.
Like
a simple mistake? What is she for?
It's a simple mistake.
What is your wife doing not flushing the toilet? Who forgets to flush the toilet?
Yeah,
she
bizarre.
Gets into a hurry or something. Maybe you were on the phone. Uh-huh. Maybe you were reading.
Nothing consumes time like flushing the toilet.
Yeah, you never know. You get up and you walk out. You
that
know,
happened. That happened.
Falter.
It happened to me. I walked in and saw something that wasn't mine. And it was awful. Awful. Because I
yeah,
because
yours
from,
come out like roses and ice cream.
Doesn't matter. I'm a guy.
Yeah. You guys live. You guys live in zoos.
Well, just wait till you're married for a while, and like your wife all of a sudden will pee like in front of you.
No.
Yeah.
She's tried to pull that on me.
And sit down while you're talking. You're
whoa. She's tried to pull that
That's
on me.
That's actually pretty cool.
That's the one thing. You got to keep that private in your marriage.
No way.
When I was in college, a girl I was dating made me watch her pee, and I didn't mind that as
really?
Much.
Really?
Well, I don't want to see it, but it didn't. Look at burping, any of that, peeing, fine. Just don't. None of the shenanigans.
We talked to this woman on the phone one time. Who said that, who's like, we have an open marriage and everything. It's all the body and it doesn't matter. She said that sometimes she has to pee. You know, she'll go and sit on the toilet, whatever, and pee. And if her husband has to pee, she'll just
through the legs.
Spread her legs and he will.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Who has to go that bad? You can't wait 30
those people,
seconds.
Those are animals.
You know what? She was lying.
I believe there are people who do that. Look on Fat Kid's face. He's like trying to figure it out.
What? At least they're not yelling at me.
Yeah.
In the back of his mind, though, he's like, oh, I wish they'd finish this so they could get to my bit.
Yeah.
That's not nearly as funny as me as a fair.
This is getting into FK time.
That's right.
Yeah, there's older listeners listening today because of REM.
Yeah.
They want to hear FK. I might be able to expose myself to a whole new audience and let them go to my garbage website that has no content. Fat Kid Rocks. I took down the blog, though, because they made fun of me about that.
All right. Fat Kid is here, and we do have audio from him. He did go out to a wonderful carnival, a couple fairs, actually. I should be fair. Nothing like a country fair. And he went out and pulled some shenanigans out at him, screwing with carnies. We'll get to it right after the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Breaking the Girl. It's New Rock and 90s Alternative 99X.